Beta, and it's time for the Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Miss Veda. Good morning, kids commuters. This week, we're exploring the world of video game music, which plays a really important role in making video games fun or exciting. Now, our music today is very exciting and also very popular. A classical station in England does a poll of their listeners' favorite classical music, and a couple of years ago, something interesting happened. Listeners voted that they liked the music to Elder Scrolls V: Skyrim more than they liked Beethoven's Seventh Symphony. And just trust me on this, Beethoven's Seventh is very popular. Now, this just helps to show all the new places and the ways that classical music can turn up. Now, there are words in today's music, but you will not understand any of them because it's the special dragon language specifically invented for this game. Composer Jeremy Soule recorded the sound of 30 men singing and then tripled it so they would sound like a horde of 90 barbarians. So imagine, if you will, the fantasy world of Skyrim, where huge dragons used to stir up all kinds of trouble. Well, the dragons are back, led by a big bad named Alduin the World Eater. Now, there is only one person in the whole world who possesses the power to talk to and control dragons, and that person is you. You are what the people of Skyrim call Dragonborn.
Thank you.
That was Dragonborn from Elder Scrolls V Skyrim by Jeremy Soule. Tomorrow on the Kids Commute, a trip to the Mushroom Kingdom with Luigi and Mario in what has been called the greatest game of all time. Now, if you'd like to hear the Kids Commute again, or if you'd like to sing along to a karaoke video of Dragonborn in the dragon language, visit our website, classicalipr.org. Hope you have a great day today and keep all your dragons under control. Hasta mañana.